Hey everyone, it's time again to crack open a cold one and talk real estate with Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, based in Cleveland, Ohio. We are chatting about all things real estate, from agent training, real estate investing, buyer and seller tips, and more. It's free beer and real estate.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I've got a great session for you today, especially for realtors, but any business owner. If you're not a business that centers around the holidays, this is kind of a lull in business time of year, especially for real estate agents. And I hear all the time, but Mike, it's November, December, nothing happens. Things slowed down. I'm just going to take it easy because nothing's going to happen till after the first of the year anyway. If that's your answer, I think you're way off base, that this is the time of year when you should be strategizing, planning, and working to generate business for the upcoming year. Your November and December is going to define how your 2023 starts off. Your January, February, and March, if you don't want to do any business for the first 3 months of the year, then sit back and do nothing in November and December. We don't want you to do that. So we've got three great ideas for you to generate business, scripts you can use to generate business during the holidays. All right, so that's my teaser, my intro. Let's do introductions now. I'm Mike Ferrante with Century 21 Homestar. I run a team called the 21 Mike Team. Tony, I was just checking numbers this morning, and we are beating last year, and we're hoping to beat that total number that we hit last year, which was 555 deals, and that would be a pretty big accomplishment for us, especially with the way the last half of the year took a turn, but hopefully we still get there. So anyway, the best way to reach me is mike@21mike.com, or you could go straight to our website, 21mike.com, and click that button there to schedule an appointment with me or someone on the team. If you're an agent, I love talking real estate, and our team is expanding. We're all the way down to Columbus now. So regardless what market you're in, we're looking to expand in Ohio. We'd love to talk to you about how we can help you grow your business. We do this training every Tuesday from 11:30 till about 11:50. And by we, it's not me and the mouse in my pocket, but rather it's Tony Geraci, broker owner of Homestar, who has about 30 years in the business, has also done title, mortgage, really knows all aspects of the business. And Tony's role in real estate is just running the brokerage, just helping agents grow their business, navigate their way, whether you're a new agent or an agent who maybe wants to figure out how to do more business. That's why Tony's there, and he's accessible. Even though he's running this massive company of 500 plus agents, Tony makes himself accessible via his cell phone, believe it or not, 216-374-1269. Give Tony a text, and he would love to talk to you about your business and real estate in general. Welcome, Tony.
Well, thank you as always. I always look forward to Tuesdays.
You always look forward to how I'm going to introduce you, what new material I'm going to come up with.
That's right. We got to figure out, you know, maybe throw in some curveballs of something in there. You know,
I mix it up here and there.
Maybe I'll come up with some funny, you know, things that someone doesn't know about me.
You know what? That's a great idea. So starting next week, we want to learn one new fact about you. If you can come up with something every week, that would be awesome.
Right. Well, I'll tell you one today because my wife ordered me a T-shirt and she found it funny. It was that it says, I'm not OCD, I'm CDO. And so that's an alphabetical order like it should be. And she thought that was perfect for me. So I'm a very OCD type person.
Anyone who knows you would agree with that, Tony. So thank you for that. Next week, we'll learn a new fact about Tony. But Let's tap that near infinite knowledge this week, Tony, because I'm sure you hear it too from agents who say, pretty much the year's over, November, December, nothing's going to happen, right? This is the time of year when you should have a plan for how you're going to start your year off next year. And I'm not talking about a business plan. We'll get into that starting in December. But really, there are some great strategies, some great scripts that agents can employ. And I think this translates to all industries, frankly. But there are some great strategies to employ to get in touch with your people and start generating business, even if it's going to be after January 1st. And Tony, number one on the list, I know people get tired of hearing us talk about this, but it's call your peeps. Okay. Something as simple as a thank you call, you know, thank you for the great year. Thank you for your business over the years. And There's a couple of different scripts that you can use. There's the thank you script, which is sincere. I mean, you're calling your past clients, your people, thanking them for the referrals. But you can also talk about holidays, you know, just wishing people a happy holidays. It's a great reason to call your people, to talk to your people. And by the way, guys, what I wanted to mention is it's not just your holiday right now. There's a lot of different groups of people who are celebrating holidays right now. So something as simple as, hey, just wanted to wish you happy holidays, right? Right, Tony? I mean, how many, I was trying to rattle off all the holidays I could think of that are right now, and I'm sure I didn't get them all.
Oh yeah, definitely. No, this is the perfect time of year to reach out. It's anytime an agent says, you know, this is a slow time of year, that to me is reactive is slow. That means people need you, people looking for houses, people closing during the holidays. That's things coming to you. Just like if a store said, well, this is a slow time of year. Well, that means people coming in the door slow. You have to go. This is the busy time of year for you to reach out. So right. I know that's going to be, I don't want to jump the gun. I know you got a lot of that coming up too.
Yeah, I've got some great ideas, you know, so I made a list. I actually came up with four ideas. I'll try to get to all of them. But while transactionally, number of transactions, yes, there are fewer transactions in November, December, and January. We know that's a fact. This is the perfect time to ramp up your business for the rest of the year. The efforts you exert now will directly affect how your next year plays out. So the other script that I wanted to give you guys has to do with more of a business angle. So, you know, saying thank you, wishing happy holidays, these are easy scripts. Those are the scripts for you guys who say, well, I don't want to come across too salesy. Okay. And I'm saying that whining in my voice on purpose, because that's how I hear it when you guys give me that objection. I don't want to seem too salesy. That's how you all sound when you say that to me. Here's a more salesy script for you. And I think it's a good one. I think something as simple as, hey, Tony, it's Mike. We talked for a minute. Tony, I was just curious, do you have any real estate goals for the upcoming year? Okay. And you may say, well, what do you mean? Or you may know exactly what I mean. You may say, yeah, I'm thinking about buying or selling. But if someone says, well, what do you mean? It could be, well, I don't know. You know, you've been in your house a few years. I was wondering if, you know, you'll be looking to make a move. Have you outgrown your home? Is your home too big now? Have you thought about investing in real estate, or do you know anyone who has? So these are some really basic questions you can ask. And I love putting it in terms of, do you have any real estate goals for the upcoming year? It's a conversation starter. Everybody loves to talk about real estate. Tony, we talk about this at least twice a month, where we say how lucky we are because people love to talk about real estate. Any other thoughts you have, Tony, on starting the conversation this time of year?
Right. And just to add on to that, maybe a little bit add on to the script is that, you know, you got to work this out in a better script for yourself, but it's off the top of my head is that, you know, hey, Mike, you know, exactly what you said, do you have any real estate goals? Well, no, I don't, or not really thinking about real estate. So, but please, if you can, you know, throughout the holiday season, you might be running into friends, family, talking about their lives. If you have any friends, relatives, people that you run into over this holiday, thinking that they're going to be, they might have a need and need help, I would like to be that person that helped that. Or even reach out to me if they have any life-changing things happen. During the holidays, you hear people getting married, having kids, retiring, graduating from school, empty nesters. These are life-changing things that happen where people might need a great real estate advisor, and I'd be like to be that person. So something like that, you know, it's not, you're asking that, hey, I would like to help the people, your family and friends that you're going to be seeing this holiday. So keep you in mind, because that works. It works. Every year I have at least a couple of agents that I coach. I say, yes, that worked. I had someone, a friend of mine said, hey, I was at this party, my cousin's house, and my other cousin is looking for a new job and they want to move. There you go. But if you don't go out and reach out to them, keep me in mind. This is a perfect time of year to keep people in, especially your sphere, in your mind while they're in their sphere during the holidays, if that makes sense.
Perfect. That's a perfect segue into number two, Tony. It's almost like we planned it. I did want to talk about the whole holiday event and get together. I love the idea of giving first of all, just giving. You know, I want it just like we do these sessions, Tony. I mean, we don't do these because we get paid to do them, right? I mean, we do these because we want to give back to the realtors and the real estate community. We want to help everyone out there do a better job, elevate their business. So in that spirit, I think if you can find something to give to people during the holidays, not only is it the right thing to do and a good thing to do, but it's a conversation starter. So I'm going to tell you what we do on our team. We do something called Pi Day. Okay. I know a lot of people are doing their pie giveaways because this is not a new idea that we came up with, but around Thanksgiving, they're giving away pumpkin pies, apple pies, whatever it is. Well, we decided to do ours closer to the holidays, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, et cetera. Just because I don't know why we did it. You know, I think everyone was doing Thanksgiving and we said, what, how can we do it a little different? So what happens is we will give pies to anyone from our database who says, yeah, I'd like a pie. And they tell us what kind of pie they want. And we do what Brian Buffini calls a reverse pop by. They're going to come by the office between certain hours. We're going to have the pies ready for them to pick up. We chit chat, maybe have a piece of pie with them and a hot beverage. And we send them on their way with their pie. Well, of course, what happens, they take that pie to the family get together. Our little sticker is on it. And someone says, oh, where did you get the pie? When did you have time to go to Patterson's Fruit Farm to get the pie? Oh, I didn't. My realtor gave me this pie. And bam, conversation starter. So I'm not saying you all need to go out and do Pie Day. Figure out what your thing is. Are you going to do pop buys where you go visit them? Are you going to do an event or a reverse pop by where they come and see you? But figure out some way to give back to your database, where not only do you get to see them and talk to them, but you also get to contact them. So I may give away 100, 150 pies, but I'm inviting hundreds, you know, probably 1500 people to get a pie. And even those that don't get the pie know that I offered them a pie.
This podcast is brought to you by Mike Ferrante from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team, real estate agents serving all of Ohio. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or you're an agent looking to partner with the number two team for Century 21 in the entire U.S., contact Mike via email at mike@21mike.com.
So that's kind of the big picture, Tony. What do you, anything to add there?
Exactly. It's kind of like, I'm just throwing out a dollar amount, just like a per person. The thought, and as long as you reach out and connect with someone where they're responding to you to by phone is the best, voice, text, and maybe email, but to your invitation to come get a pie. But if you connected with them and had a conversation with them, great. It's like if you had one person pick up a pie and one person that didn't pick up the pie and the pie was, let's just say, $5, it's like $250 a contact. Do you know what I mean? You know, when you pay for leads. Mm-hmm. So sometimes people are like, well, only X amount of people so picked up a pie, but how many more did you talk to and have a conversation because you're having it? So I say, that's good. You just got the same connection with that person and didn't have to spend any money. So I don't know if you feel the same way.
Yeah, maybe. The invitation has value. Yeah. Exactly. So and some lower cost ideas. Our pies are about $15 a piece. So that's to me, that's a little bit higher cost. I mean, it's not extremely high cost, but some ideas for some lower cost giveaways that you can do. How about a pie scoop? And it could even be engraved. You know, it could be your team, 21 Mike team pie scoop. I've seen ice cream scoops. And even if they're not engraved, just attaching a little message to it. This is a cute one I saw, and it doesn't have to be for the holidays. But the ice cream scoop along with a little note attached to it that said, hey, let me know if you need the scoop on the real estate market. I thought that was kind of cute. But giving back this time of year and with a purpose and, in, you know, reaching out to your database, whether it's an event, a pop by, a little gift, that's number two. That's definitely a huge thing this time of year to think about generating your business. Okay. Number three. This is kind of in line with the invitation, but the holiday season, what do we get? A lot of cards, right? So if you're one of those people that likes to mail, send holiday cards, send holiday emails. Hopefully you guys have a database. If you don't have a database, collect it. This is the time of year to create your database and get people either on a spreadsheet, in a CRM, send them your holiday email, make it something different so it stands out from all the rest, or mail them a card. Tony, I don't know how many cards you still get, but I still get cards in the mail.
Oh yeah, no, it's cards are the best. And if they're handwritten note that put on that card, it goes a long way. No, I still get cards from people all over the place, different brokers, different friends, relatives. It's nice. I send out lots of cards too, not as many as I should, but send out lots of cards too. But it's, you've got to connect. What's the best way for you to connect? Just not, it's if you don't have the budget, then you got calls and texts. Those are free. So
right,
putting your time into it.
And if you can't tell, Tony, I'm picking completely different methods of communication here, because I know some people are hearing me say, oh, call your people, and I don't want to make phone calls, Mike. I feel like that's too hard. Well, great, do an in-person event, do a giveaway. And if you don't like that, send something in the mail. And if you don't like that, send an email. I recommend doing more than just one of these things, but there's so many different avenues, so many different methods of communication. That's why I purposely picked some that were completely different, so that you guys listening to this should say, you know what? I like that one. I'm going to do that one and that one. I say pick at least two. All right. Number three, Tony, you know, I can't do a training session without mentioning social media. You just know, I just can't. It's not in my DNA to not mention social media, because the words "I love social media" almost came out of my mouth. That's not true. I love social media as a business tool. Okay. I think social media is a horrible rabbit hole and all the craziness that goes on with it. But as a business tool, the way that you can reach out to so many people, you know, I see Mike Pillow, our agent from the Columbus Mount Vernon area, is on. He's experiencing that success. He's posting videos on social media, on YouTube and Facebook, and he's saying, Mike, this actually works. People are actually reaching out to me. They saw my video with my dogs looking at the listing that we have, and people are reaching out to me. They're noticing that. That's the whole idea, guys, is posting on social media should be fun and entertaining, but it should also generate business for you. So in addition to your pictures and your little videos, I have a great idea for you. Have a contest, okay? And maybe the contest benefits a charity, okay? Or maybe it's a donation or a decorating contest. And maybe you're going to give a prize or make a donation to a charity to in the winner's name. I've seen some great ideas like tree decorating, which is very specific to the Christmas holiday, but it could be house decorating. It could be cookie decorating. You know, post the picture here of your best holiday cookie that you baked, and we're going to pick a winner, or maybe we vote on a winner. But posting on social media and having a theme to it, donation, decorating, something about the holidays, is a great way to get a lot of interaction on your post. And that's the key to a platform like Facebook, is when people interact on your post, they're more likely to see your next post. So social media, Tony, I had to say it because we're doing training and here I am.
Also, just reaching out to people on social, like example, Facebook, you send a picture to someone's page, and you know, happy holidays or some type of, you know, nice message, and then you tag them, and then it goes on their page, and then now their database see this, like, wow, who said happy holidays, and like, who's this person? People are social media voyeurs.
So, that's right.
So you're saying hello, but also advertising on your page, like, who did this? Maybe even put a logo or your name, a little picture on it or something, like wishing you happy holidays. And they know, the people who use social media know that you're taking the time to send it directly to them. There's no way to mass outside, like on your own page. But if you're sending it to their page, like posting on their page and putting their name in the marks, they know that you had at least do that. That is, it's custom to them. It's not a mass thing that you go out there. So learn how to do it. So it's just, so they all don't come up on your page. There's a way to do it. I can't walk you through it right now, but there's a way to post on their page, tag them, or it's on their page without it showing all up like you had 200 on your page. Right. I'm sure you know how to do that, Mike, but so.
I'd have to think about that actually. Yeah. But that's, you can do it systematically and efficiently.
Yeah. I think you could go to someone's page and just
post on their wall. Yeah. Yeah. You post on right. their wall. Right. Right. Exactly. So I wanted to circle back the pop by, reverse pop by idea, especially the reverse pop by. I think I think this time of year in particular, the whole charity idea comes into play. And so I love the idea of like a food drive at your office or a blood drive or whatever it is. I think that having an event, sponsoring an event and getting people involved, not only is it a good, great thing to do. I mean, we who have so much should be giving to others, but I think it's a great way to get your database involved in something. So they, you know, all you guys who object to me saying, Mike, you know, I tell you, call your people. It's like, Mike, enough with the sales already. This is a non-sales way for you to just get people thinking about you. And oh, by the way, if it happens to be at your real estate office, that's really awesome because they walk in and they see your sign, they see your real estate signs there and all that. So you're doing a good deed, but it's also a great way to just have a little piece of people's minds during this time of year. So that was my list, Tony. I don't know if you have any that I didn't think of anything to add.
Just an idea just to add on to exactly what you're saying. It's say this is how you connect with a community or the local community businesses. Pick a business that might benefit too from it. So if you have a, food drive or coats or something, find a local business, say, hey, can we be the drop-off area, a place for that? You'll get some, I'll try to say, hey, between, you know, kind of like an open house or doing a coat drive, you know, coats for kids or something like that. We're sponsoring at the local business of whatever it is. Come mm-hmm. by between this time and this time, please. You know, we'd love to have you. And then try to reach out to the community as much as possible, social media, text, reaching your database and showing, hey, by the way, if you have anything, that you would like to donate. Not really as much money as today, but stuff that they have laying around the house, food, canned goods, old coats, you know, stuff like that. And you get connected with the community more.
Great idea. And I love the idea of promoting a local business. Speaking of that, you know, if you're talking about, oh, well, Mike, that costs too much, get your vendors to help sponsor. So for example, you know, we spend about $1,500 on pies. And this year our home inspector and...
The main thing is it doesn't have to cost any money. It's just your time.
True,
you know,
true.
And it's something you could do consistently every weekend. You could, instead of having an open house, say, you know, between 2 and 4, you're going to be some on a Saturday, you'll be at a store, drop off that. Kind of like, you know, the Salvation Army ringing the bell out in front.
That's right.
So if you find a business that wouldn't mind it, the extra traffic, but has an area where you're going to have a little box to drop out, that you're not going to close down the store or anything. They might get more customers out of it. And then also the customers that walk in to their business that weren't there for that.
That's right.
I think any community, you're going to find someone.
Yep. And I remembered who it was. It was the property manager that we recommend, because of course we don't do property management. So in every email that goes out, we're promoting the property manager and the home inspector that, a couple of our preferred vendors. I see Rual is on Facebook Live and he's mentioning loan officers, you know, so lenders and title are certainly people who can help sponsor you if you're spending money for these things. Just remember, they're limited as to how much money they can give you. I think RESPA, last I heard, it was like 25 or 35 bucks was all the lenders and title were able to give. I don't know if you know better on that, Tony, but I know it's very, very limited how much those types of vendors are allowed to sponsor.
Exactly. I always check with them to see with what they'll do. And you always check with me too before you do something.
That's right. Well, hey, we're out of time, but that was awesome, Tony. Thanks again for the insights. So go back through this, think about what two things I'm going to challenge you all listening to do two things here. Go ahead and hit subscribe on the YouTube channel. If you're watching there, drop your comments. I would love to see and have everybody share their ideas. That's how I picked up most of these ideas, guys. Is like this, none of this is original. I didn't invent these ideas. These are ideas that other agents have done. I've gotten through coaching. Take the ideas, make them your own and put them into action. Generate business this November and December. Start your 2023 off right. That's all I have for you guys. Hope you all have a great week. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, everyone. See you next week. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
We hope you enjoyed Free Beer and Real Estate from Century 21 Homestar and the 21 Mike team. Please subscribe to our podcast and find us on YouTube by searching for Mike Ferrante, Cleveland Realtor. You will find videos, training, and even recipes from 21 Mike's Vegan Kitchen.